Hi, this is Janice Torres from Yo Quiero Dinero. If you own or operate a business, whether it's a local operation or a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America could be your smartest move. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll enjoy exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Position your business to capitalize on opportunity in a moment's notice. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America N.A. Copyright 2024.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you feel like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things you love are checked by experts. And not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff, with real, hands-on authentication experience. So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back. Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Hi, this is Imran Ahmed, founder and CEO of The Business of Fashion. Welcome to the BOF podcast. It's Friday, August 11th. Every year, millions of people set out to build businesses from scratch, yet very few succeed. Indeed, most startup businesses don't last for more than a couple of years, and very few of them make it to profitability, let alone a billion-dollar exit. This week on the BOF podcast, we hear inspiring entrepreneurial stories from Ben Gorham of Byredo and Monique Rodriguez of Miel Organics, who talk about the journeys to selling their businesses, but also the underlying motivation and purpose behind the companies they founded and what makes them so special.
The idea of luxury and the culture of luxury didn't speak to people that look like me or grew up like me or came from my culture. So I set out to kind of redefine what that could mean as a brand.
When you build a brand in the Black community, it's not my brand. It's their brand. It's the women, the consumers that I serve. It belongs to them.
From the Business of Beauty Global Forum 2023, here are Ben Gorham and Monique Rodriguez, together with executive editor Priya Rao, on the BOF podcast.
Monique and Ben, I have a question for both of you. When you first created Miel and Byredo, what did you see was missing from the market? What were you trying to solve?
Yeah, so as a consumer myself, being a natural hair consumer, what I saw was a void in the market. When I looked at like the different products that were for textured hair, you know, I felt that it was a very cookie cutter approach of how brands looked at tackling natural hair for the consumer. And as a consumer myself, I saw that there was a lack of relatability. I thought that there was a lack of education. I felt that there was no brand that I felt understood my needs as a natural hair consumer. And there was no one that was educating me on how to navigate the hair journey, which I was on, and I became a product junkie. And the reason why I was a product junkie was because there was no education. So, you know, Instagram was very new, so Instagram was like our TikTok is today. I started the brand in 2014, and I said that I can take my experience of working as a nurse, I was a labor and delivery nurse, and I did that for quite some time before starting the brand. And I applied that science background and that relatability of building trust with my patients as a nurse, and I applied that to building a community on social media. So before I even started with the product, I built up this great community of women that were gravitating to me on social media because I would create like different mixtures and concoctions at home and test it on my hair. And it was very authentic. And I felt that at that time, there was a lot of brands that lacked that authenticity and connection to the consumer. And so that was a void that I was looking to fill. And I was able to tap into that. And the company grew fast. You know, we're 9 years young and we've been acquired by P&G Beauty. So it's been quite the journey, but a journey that has always started with the consumer and ended with the consumer.
Ben, what about for you?
I think maybe less pragmatic to start. I started as a very creative project. It was very much about just self-expression through kind of a new medium, which initially was smell and perfume. And it probably wasn't until I created the commercial vehicle that I made the decision to kind of reframe or redefine what kind of a luxury culture could be. And I think I did that primarily because, you know, in 2006, the idea of luxury and the culture of luxury didn't speak to people that look like me or grew up like me or came from my culture. So I set out to kind of redefine what that could mean as a brand.
When did both of you start entertaining the idea to sell?
Recently. You know, when I first started the brand, honestly, I wasn't even thinking that way. I didn't know it was a possibility. And I think that as a founder, a lot of what I do as a founder is off of gut instinct, intuition, however you want to call it, because I didn't have any business experience. I didn't come from the beauty space. I worked in the healthcare field. But I do think that one of the greatest characteristics of being a leader is not just understanding who you are, but it's also understanding who you are not. And I knew my areas of weakness. I knew that my husband and I, we have built the company to where we were able to build it, right? To our level of expertise. And my whole goal for Mielle was to be a global beauty brand, right? And I knew that in order for the brand to scale and to get there, that we needed to have a different layer of experts. We needed to have a different layer of like access and resources to help get the company to where we wanted to grow the company. So it was having that humility to say, you know what, I need help. I need to ask questions. And I believe in being a continuous student. So going to forums and looking at my peers that have gone before me that's done transactions like this and just observing. And sometimes you may not know exactly what questions to ask, but sometimes just being in the room and listening will spark, well, how did you do that? You know? And so I saw that the possibility was there to take my brand globally. So I started asking a lot of questions. I surrounded myself with mentors. So in 2020, the brand had experienced exponential growth. And it was gut. I told my husband at the time, I'm like, I think we need to like raise funds because our company was at a very profitable, healthy state. And we had a CFO at the time and we went through some challenges. And when we were going through those challenges, our CFO told us the best time to raise money is when you don't need it. And that always stuck with me because I said that when we get into a healthy position, I want to raise funds because I want to be able to have leverage with my brand because it was very important that whoever we partner with understood our vision, our goals, our mission to drive the company forward, but did not want to take away from the authenticity of the brand. And so, you know, when we started looking for a partner, those were some of the qualities that we were looking for, that they had a track record in helping to scale brands, that they had a level of expertise and access and resources that we would have leverage or access to. And, you know, they can ultimately help us realize the ultimate potential of the Mielle brand. And so in 2021, we secured our first Series A with Berkshire, which led us ultimately to the deal with P&G Beauty.
Ben, it's a little bit different for you. I mean, you've had partners in a way almost since the beginning, or investors since the beginning. But when we talked the other day, you said that this process was very different, that your inner circle, the wider beauty circle, people were giving you all sorts of advice. What was that then?
Yeah, basically from, you know, day one, I was broke, so I needed somebody to help me. So I started this 18, 19-year-old journey with partners, which also kind of forced me to manage expectations and work with somebody in that capacity. And yes, partnering with Pooch was a milestone, and I think our clients and our communities, they've understood that I've partnered and had financial partners throughout. So I think a lot of the questions had to do with my commitment to the vision and where I could take it. And considering I've partnered with mostly people throughout this journey, I think our clients also felt comfortable that I was there to stay. Yeah, I think it's been less about selling, because selling kind of implies that I wouldn't be there or that I would exit or distance myself from something. So even though that's the mechanical trigger of the transaction, my role is intact and I continue to work, you know, night and day as I've done over this journey.
You know, something I mentioned, obviously the name of the talk, is selling, selling out. Is something that both of you have kind of experienced from consumers, from social media. Monica, I want to start with you. You know, I think after Mael sold, there was such criticism from the Black community about selling out. Why did you do this? It was a white company or white-founded company. And you made your statements, right? And you tried to explain to the consumer what it was about. But how did that feel? What was that process like for you? Because, I mean, again, it goes back to authenticity.
Right.
And you're also still with the brand at P&G.
Absolutely. You know, on the personal side, I felt fine, because one of the things that I realized with social media, with success, with having this community, is that you cannot give people power and control over you, because people are very fickle. And if you allow your emotions to be driven by whether people like you or hate you, you won't be able to live a stable life. So I always live my life with not giving anyone that much power to make me feel like down or depressed, or to make me feel like my decisions were not the right decisions, right? And, you know, I understand like the frustration, and understand that people tend to criticize what they don't understand, so which is why I was very transparent with trying to help my community understand the reason why transactions like this happen. And we like to say partnership, because that's really what it is. It's a partnership. So when you build a brand in the Black community, it's not my brand. It's their brand. It's the women, the consumers that I serve. It belongs to them. And they take this ownership of the brands that are created. And trust is a huge factor in the Black community. So when brands are built and they're acquired, the Black community feels like that the brands are no longer serving them because of the history of brands that have been acquired. Our consumers have seen those brands, quite frankly, you know, not do well because, you know, of the conglomerates taking over, and they feel like it's a big company, you know, they're going to change everything. So it's just this stigma of like mistrust in the Black community, right? And my whole goal is to help change that narrative and continue to show up for my consumers and to run the company as we've always run the company, right? And to know that the consumer is more concerned with like, not how does this benefit you, but how does this benefit me, like the consumer, right? And so when we made our announcement, we wanted the consumers to know like, this is a win for the community. This is not just a win for us. And when Black brands are able to be acquired and sell, it allows us to create more opportunities for people like me. I mean, Black women, let alone, are less than 1% that have raised capital over $1 million. So the more that we see more Monique Rodriguez's raising capitals and being acquired and raising nine-figure deals, that allows opportunity for more people of color that look like me to go on and do that. And so it's like continuing to just show and normalize that this is a normal trajectory and normal success of business, so the community understands it, and that as we continue to go along with this partnership, that we continue to give back to the community, who is the reason why we're here today. I know I'm going on a tangent. I'm very passionate about it, but
not at all.
You know, it's really just continuing to just be very transparent and authentic with the messaging to the consumer.
We'll be right back with more on the BOF podcast.
Hi, this is Matt
and Sean
from Two Black Guys
with Good Credit. If you own or operate a business, whether it's a local operation or a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America could be your smartest move.
By teaming with Bank of America, you'll enjoy exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter.
position your business to capitalize on opportunity in a moment's notice.
Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America, N.A., copyright 2024.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Have you ever owned something that inspired you to up your game? For me, I got a chef-grade range recently, and now I'm cooking new things every single night. Seriously, no cuisine is off limits. The point is, when we own exceptional things, they inspire us to do exceptional things. The all-new Lexus GX has an exceptional capability that will have you seeing possibilities you never knew existed. Its advanced technology and luxurious interior mean that wherever you go, you'll never go without. I can picture myself with a car full of groceries, cruising down the highway, soaking up the sun with the available dynamic sky panorama glass roof. Ugh, pure bliss. Live up to the all-new Lexus GX. Luxury beyond limits. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you feel like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things you love are checked by experts. And not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff, with real, hands-on authentication experience. So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back. Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Ben, obviously you as well are a person of color, and you've experienced a lot of this yourself in a different way, which I'd love for you to talk about. But I also have the question for you, you know, is this conversation about authenticity and like selling out and selling really the pressure is on the BIPOC founders out there, that minority founders get this much more than you would say our other counterparts?
I don't know if that's true in the totality. I know that we carry a responsibility to our community, mm-hmm. often as minorities. Not being based in America, race is a very specific story in America. Being in Europe, immigration is a facet of that that's very different. So I think for me, being multicultural, being biracial, I haven't dealt with it in maybe as of a polarized way. But also to Monique's point, we still live in a time of cancel culture. We still live within the framework of social media, which in essence is polarized. So I think it's hard to avoid the potential backlash, but I don't think it takes away from the idea that our intentions are pure and that when a member of the community strives, as long as they give back and they stay authentic, that the community strives. And I believe that, and I think our clients and the people that have followed the brand for 18, 19 years support that idea. So I've had a very different experience. In terms of your question about selling out and the theme of selling out, I think it speaks to that idea of authenticity, is at what point do you abandon your integrity? And I think brands need to maintain integrity, and I think founders need to maintain integrity. And if that is intact, I think the perception of, you know, selling out changes. And I've tried to kind of live by that.
How did it feel after you sold?
Oh, it felt good.
Yeah?
I mean, my mother grew up in a garage in Mumbai. To say that the financial milestone or the monetary aspect wasn't important, you know, would be a lie. This has very much been about creating a job, but also, you know, opportunities. So, yeah, reaching that milestone was, for me, was important. It may not have changed my outlook or my life as much as I maybe thought when I started 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of probably the cliche of every person that makes money. They'll tell you that it doesn't really matter. But I have the same passion and I see the same kind of possibilities for the brand to continue to evolve and grow as I did, you know, 18 years ago.
Monique, what about for you? Does it feel good?
It feels good, but you know, honestly, I would say, I'm a backtrack. It felt good to even have interest, to build something from the ground up with no business experience, right? No knowledge of the beauty industry at all, to create something that started in my kitchen and to have the interest and have conversations and a seat at the table. That felt good because that just shows it's a true testament to, like, especially as a Black woman, a woman of color, that what we build is very valuable, right? Because we're not used to seeing this. You know, people that look like, I didn't grow up seeing this. Mm-hmm. So to accomplish just having a conversation was rewarding for me. And of course, the after was amazing, but yeah.
You have a lot of founders in this room, a lot of founders who I think are looking for investment, maybe entertaining deals themselves. What do you think is important for them to focus on as they go through this process, as they hope to find the success that both of you have had?
I would say for me, I think what's important is to focus on remaining true to the core of the brand, the heart and soul of the brand. Like, that can never change. And I think it's important that as you find a partner, like, it's like a marriage, right? And you don't want to get divorced. So you have to make sure that you all are on the same page with where you want to take the brand globally or whatever your goals are for the brand. So it was really important that my partners understood where we were trying to go and did not want to disrupt what we knew we were already good at, right? So I wanted to complement myself with a skill set that I know that we needed because we already know how to connect with the consumer. That's something that's pretty hard and quite frankly, a lot of conglomerates couldn't figure out, right? But we knew what we needed access to. So it was really just how do we complement ourselves with the right partner to help us grow and to do things that we knew that we needed help with.
What about for you, Ben?
Yeah, I think for me, it's been a long, you know, in 06, I probably the inception of the idea is probably in 04, 05. I've, you know, been at it 20 years. And I think when I speak to founders or even like young entrepreneurs, I really try to emphasize the idea or the variable of time. And I think we live in a climate where expectations are that you start a company and you build it to great heights and then you sell it and you make lots of money. And this is how we define success stories. For me, for many, many years, it was really about just the craft. It was really about product. It was really about learning how to operate a business. It was learning about being global, which is a whole thing and something very difficult. So I think I like to tell kind of founders and entrepreneurs that cadence or, you know, take your time is kind of often underrated. And I think a lot of times when I see people stumble and fall, it's because, you know, they're running. So my advice is often just irregardless of what's happening in M&A and even what your competitors are doing, to play the long game can be very fruitful.
Thank you both so much for being here.
Thank you. Thank you.
The BOF podcast is edited and produced by Emma Clark and Eric Bria in the BOF studio team.
Hi, this is Janice Torres from Yo Quiero Dinero. From a local business to a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America gives your operation access to exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America N.A. Copyright 2024.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.